This weekend in Thailand, student demonstrators will again be staging protests against the country's military-backed government. The security forces are also preparing to meet them. Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok.
Last month's demonstration at Bangkok's Democracy Monument was the protesters' biggest yet, as they peacefully pressed forward with their demand for a new government and a new constitution. Police estimates put the crowd at roughly 10,000. Organizers suggested it was twice that and hope for more this weekend. But as their numbers grow and their defiance, the threat of confrontation grows too.
Every day now, going forward, is a worrisome day. The student movement has gathered momentum. They're very passionate. They are very committed. They have nothing to lose now.
That's Titinangpong Sudarak, a political scientist at Bangkok's Chulalongkorn University.
At the same time, the military and monarchy are so entrenched now that, you know, they also cannot make too many concessions, if at all. So it looks to me very combustible. It looks almost like some kind of inevitable clash before we can have some kind of resolution.
The Thai military has carried out a dozen successful coups since 1932, often with the tacit approval of the monarchy. A military that has made defending the monarchy one of its core missions. The latest round of demonstrations are the biggest since the military again seized power 6 years ago.
The government and the military are really facing a predicament right now. My hope at the moment is just that violence can be avoided.
Matt Wheeler is senior analyst for Southeast Asia for the International Crisis Group. He says the reason he's worried is the military's history of resorting to violence to silence voices they don't want to hear.
We've seen the military shoot down pro-democracy protesters in Bangkok in 1973, in 1976, in 1992, in 2010. And we've also heard voices on the establishment side suggest that Thailand is ripe for another 6 October 1976 event in which paramilitaries and vigilantes massacred pro-democracy protesters at Thammasat University.
After last month's rally, General-turned-Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha darkly warned those demanding his ouster were creating divisions that could leave the country engulfed in flames. Shortly after, Facebook bowed to pressure from the government and blocked a website critical of the monarchy and the military that had more than 1 million members. 22-year-old Yuttachai Pongsisan is helping organize security for this weekend's protests, which he worries will be disrupted by royalist agitators.
They can bring many persons to go to Thammasat University to fight with us.
He's especially worried about Sunday, when protest organizers plan to bring their demands to Prime Minister Prayut's office at Government House.
We don't know. The different group try to stop us with some violent thing or the weapon. Then the government can take control by their power, special force of police and military.
He says he hopes it doesn't come to that. So does 21-year-old Sugriya Wanuyawat, a leader of one of the other groups in the Loose Student-Led Alliance. She thinks organizers of this weekend's protests may be pushing things too hard.
I want to see peaceful protests on Saturday and Sunday. I don't want to see that kind of action or anything that show that we are trying to provoke the government.
The government says it will deploy hundreds of police and other security personnel to maintain order over the weekend. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Bangkok.